is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Just desserts, it's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Y'all talking about out your mouth. I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk I burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops. Send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the chief just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, now I'm talking about. Get it.
I ain't rocking with you, so what you gonna do?
It's my favorite view.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by the Bahamas Out Island Promotion Board, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, the Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, the Pan American Health Organization, and Tropical Gyros.
Once again, we're on back at you right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the Tuesday edition of Talking Heads. All your boy, Naughty, all in your company right up until 6 p.m. All right, we're going to have a great show today. The Tuesday edition, you know, is the Freeport Report. So we'll definitely have a conversation with Freeport. Sarah Kirkby will be chiming in with us, bringing us up to snuff with what's going on in Freeport. That'll be during my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. All right, so that's coming up in this hour, you know, as we do each and every Tuesday. And then, of course, in the 5 o'clock hour, we're talking sports. We'll talk to Elder Pearl. Peter Raheem will be chiming in. So, yeah, we should have a good go at it today. Lots to talk about on the sports front. A lot of news from the NBA coming out, some potential trades on the horizon, so on and so forth. So we got lots to talk about today, man, local and foreign in both hours. And you know how we set it off, man? I like to make sure your mind is working right. I want you to leave your work stress at work and, you know, make that, you know, that commute home a lot more enjoyable for you. I can't say the school run no more because most of the schools are out. So thank God for that. If you got a few that are still left in, you need to hurry up and finish because people are getting into the summer, you know. But I think, you know, y'all should be out by now. So enjoy your summer. Do it safely. But like I say, enjoy it. So get your minds right. We got the brain teaser coming up. And we're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes. Great show over there. Headliner Mike Rivera. Feature comedian Bien Parmesan, and yours truly, all right? And it's 2-for-1 on all locals, so definitely take advantage of that. Tuesday through Sunday, doors open at 8, showtime is 9. We're located between the Coral Tower and the Beach Tower over there at the beautiful Atlantis. All you need is a vax card or a rapid antigen test, and you are good to go for the show. So buckle up, I got your question, and if you get it right, I'm going to hook you up with some Joker's Wild Party Passes. Real easy. And you know how to get your commentaries in, 323-6232, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, that's 422-GR96, 422-4796. You can stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. We're on cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. So that's how you get it in, that's how you get it on, all the angles covered. All right, this is, oh God, have mercy, my Lord. Mr. Producer, where y'all find this question from for me today? I'm glad we could breach it, though. I'm glad we need to talk about it because it is summer. It is coming up. A lot of pool, a lot of activities going on. All right. My God. Recent survey of 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women. Survey revealed that a robust, and this is crazy, over 25% of the people surveyed, 26% to be a matter of fact, 26 out of 100 said that they find it totally acceptable to do this at summer gatherings and outings in or out. All right, so if it's like a beach trip, or if it's a pool outing or a pool party, or just a regular summer party, they don't have a problem doing this. 26% of them say they don't have a problem doing this at summer parties, whether they in or they out, meaning in the outdoors, outside, or if they're in the pool. Sorry, outdoors, outside, out meaning outside, out of the pool, in the pool, all around. They have no problem doing it. What is it? That's your mind bending brain disease. And remember, it's 26%. So careful how you answer. Think about your answer. I know a lot of you jumping up to say certain things right now. Just think about it. Text line, Beavis. No. No. See? We all know Bahamians. We will pee anywhere. So there's got to be more than 26% in that crew. If we Google peeing in that percentage, it's probably like 86%. Because men and women, boys and girls, will pee in the pool, outside the pool, around the pool, near the pool. On you if you're close to the pool. On you if you're in the pool. You feel me? So that's why I told you think about the percentages. So y'all going from... y'all going from... peeing in the pool to having sex. Where are your minds at on a Tuesday? Again, I think it's more than 26%. We got a lot of lecherous beings. We got a lot of slackness going on. I think more than 26% would have sex in the pool. I think the number would be higher. That's what I'm saying. And nudity would tie into that. Fart. That is a good answer. That's a very good answer. Especially like you're in a hot tub to see if you make your own bubbles. But yeah, no, not fart. I eagerly await the rest of your contributions. I have my fingers crossed and have my rosary beads out because I see where this one is going today. Dear God. Anyway, let's get up into the headliners. Who are us making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And Fine Threads reminds you they have new arrivals in stock right now. They got some great casual wear, shirts and pants going on. Some of your favorite brand names back at you, fully loaded at your favorite Fine Thread locations. I'm talking about Cicero Couture, Silverstone, Kent Park, Sea Spice, the BC Collection, Bespoke. All right? And like I told you, new shoes, new arrival of shoes as well. Adolfo, Romo Rio, Franco Venucci. In addition to, like I told you, got some great pants and jeans and shorts selection going on as well from Jordan Craig, Enzo, Taylor to Recreation Premium, Kent Park, True Rock, and Mazzari. And another great deal going on at Fine Threads, both locations. Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both of those locations open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. All right? And listen. It's a great deal. Great deal. All right? For every full-price denim jeans purchase, you're going to get the next one of equal or lesser value absolutely free. Also, if you buy one full-price men's suit or men's suit package, you're going to get half off of a boy's suit. So be sure to check out Fine Threads, both locations, and really see what's going on simply by logging on to finethreads.com. All right? All right. Yeah. Okay. So, here we go. Was blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views at Madison's 1844. We'll have a gander right now. And like I said, there's a lot buzzing and a lot of headlines. So I don't want to get the two mixed up because we got to talk about a few things. Woo! We got to talk about a few things. Now, big headline. And this coming from the Prime Minister Davis. PM says speedier trials require judges taking control of their courts. Story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. The Prime Minister Philip Davis, yesterday called on the courts to step up regarding hearing murder cases and pleaded with Bahamians to stop making excuses to get out of jury duty. Davis was asked about the recent spate of murders involving people on bail and what his administration intends to address the matter. Okay. Minister of National Security Wayne Monroe said yesterday that of the 65 murders for the year, 30 of the victims were on bail. During a press conference at the Lyndon Pinden International Airport, Davis said, "I am not one to take any glee in the fact that the persons may have been killed were known to police or is on bail. All lives are important to me. It is a multifaceted situation. The courts have to pay more attention to persons who are going to be out on bail. The courts have to take control, I think, of their trials so the people could have trials. I mean, the backlog of cases is just astronomical, and it's almost nearing the brink of collapse. So the courts have to step up, and they need to hear these cases." What say you? Have we seen it? The people have grown weary of the backlog and the wait in court cases and the perpetual adjournments and new dates. You think people have grown so weary of it now that you see the vigilantism that exists in society? Because whether we admit it or not, or whether we speak it loudly in public or not, we have vigilantism, in my opinion. We just see certain incidences that they scream vigilantism. And that's not the way to go either. And you never want to get into the extrajudicial killings, involved like that. No. And we're teetering. We're on the brink with a lot of things. You need to get back into the right lane, into the correct lane, and move in the correct flow. We got to stop going against the grain. We're pushing this because we're sitting on a powder keg. And obviously, you have to look at what's going on around the world. With the arrival of the internet. We have people that are seeing things in other parts of the world, and it's striking them and say, "Let me, I may as well try that here." And here we are. We have a whole subculture now going on with people looking at it. It's to the point I've heard stories, allegedly, that folks have been offered bail, and they're like, "Nope, keep me right here. I ain't trying to go nowhere." And if you look at out of 65 murders, 30 were on bail. That's almost 50%. That's almost half. What's your take on that? Very scary to me. Very sobering statistic that was when I saw that. And I do agree with the PM. If we're going to go the route of trying these cases, then we do need to facilitate them. We need to get them done. We need to expedite the process. Where justice is still served, where it's not corrupted or circumvented. But that's a lot of cases, a lot of backlogs. PM also in another big headline today, no decision yet on the NIB rate. Story by Jasper Ward. Admitting that he had not yet read the latest National Insurance Board actuarial review, which is dated January 2022, Prime Minister Philip Davis said yesterday the government has made no determination on whether to follow the recommendation for a rate increase to save the fund from depleting in 6 years. The recommendation has been made. It doesn't come off the table until we decide whether or not to accept the recommendation or not to accept the recommendation. We have not yet done that, as I indicated. So there it's going to sit. The PM wants to assess all of the nation's other fiscal issues. How the economy is going to be growing, when we're going to be obtaining new revenues, how effective as our collection efforts are going to be. He wants to know all of that before we address that situation. So here we are again. Got to keep an eye on it with all types of extenuating circumstances. And here we go. And we're off and running. So I'm going to keep my eye on that for sure and see how that plays out. Very interesting. Because again, when a rate increase comes and the deduction, increases, where is it going to be? Could we have gotten in at 1.5% what everybody could manage and is palatable? Or because of posturing and trying to do what is deemed as doing the right thing, we end up paying for more later on, then where do we go? So we'll take a quick break. And on the flip side of the break, we'll be back at you right here. That's a wrap right there on your headline as well, brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. On the flip side of the break, we'll check out The Buzz. It was buzzing in the 242, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Also, The Global Woman, we've seen up the planet in 60 seconds or less, brought to you by KFC Nassau. We'll take that Dunkin' Donuts coffee break and get in the Freeport Report. Sarah Kirkby will be checking in from the Grand Bahama News. And then toward the bottom of the hour, you know, we'll get you where we need to be and get you to the top of the 5 o'clock hour and maybe give you a correct answer for this trivia. You guys are way off, but hey, we'll check it out on the flip side of the break. Talking Heads continues right here, right now. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Need to satisfy your late-night munchies? KFC drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight every night of the week. Whether you're craving juicy KFC chicken, fries, and biscuit, or one of our signature KFC sandwiches, we've got you covered with 100% KFC flavor. Catch some late-night vibes and take a ride to your neighborhood KFC for after-dark satisfaction. Last call to get fueled by KFC fried chicken is midnight. Late-night cravings at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Hey, dog. Partying and hanging on the family island.
July!
I'm telling you, Dubs. Hey, but since only enough money for one plane ticket, one of us got to fit in that bag.
That Lucas fit inside the bag then, T?
Well, I was thinking with the perpendicularity of the bag and the spatial structure of your body, you could have just hopped in it right quick.
But T?
I know, Dubs, it kind of small, but I can slap one handle with care sticker on the vibe.
No, T, I'm trying to tell you, the promotion says two fly free. That means two people could go.
Two?
Two.
I told it. I can take this gal, eh?
Grab your friends and head to the family islands. With the two fly free campaign, there's no better time than now. Go to BahamasResidents.com for more information.
Get ready for more iced coffee temptations at Dunkin'. More delectable aromas and more exciting flavors so you can get more refreshment from every cup. Enjoy the flavors of butter roasted pecans and sweet cream combined with Dunkin' Original Blend Iced Coffee. Or try our cake batter signature latte combining smooth, rich espresso with a spoon-licking good cake batter flavor topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and rainbow sprinkles for a party in every cup. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads continues right now, right here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Lord,
how are you, man?
I'm fine, man. man, you need to try and show that child you got to get right. But no, I don't say nothing.
That's therapy, man. Right. People can't afford therapy, man. Let them have their way, man. They all grown adults, man.
They rude, man. Okay, my kids can never say them kind of things. No child group. As a matter of fact, they. Anyhow, let me make my point.
Yeah, go ahead, JJ.
You listen yet to one show today?
No. Didn't have the pleasure to do that, man.
Perfect show today. Let me tell you something. And what is the headway?
Why, he agreed with you?
No, but I got what I want to know. One is my boy, but I'm talking fool, and this wagon, like I said, we're talking foolishness.
Okay, go
ahead. I just be on the street, and they're smarter than me.
Go ahead.
Before I go to the university and all, smarter than them, but money's wet and street smart.
Okay.
Okay, my thing is that, you got these people, boy, I have a billion dollars from Bank of the Bahamas. What is all the doing? Get the people's money. They bought a galaxy loan for years and years. Pay the taxpayers' money. My children can't go and get the money. They get the money from Bahamas Development Bank to get the people's money. To be tired. Name and shame, they put it into their pockets. And these people and these servants who borrow these monies.
And don't want to pay it back.
Right or wrong.
Yeah, man. I mean, you do it to a couple of them. Hold on, JJ. JJ,
put the money back.
For that.
Put the money back. Let me pay my taxes, man. Guess what? Nobody has to put my early plan that'll be 60 next year. I put it from my early pension. Okay? I am paying too much money. So why can't I make no one? I ain't got no break, you know. I mean, what they pass is the care to pay me through the taxes, the debt. Let me put all the way up about my original. We want to stand and shut this country down.
Now,
we want to go to this country for the wrong they're doing to us.
But JJ,
yeah, sir. Go ahead.
I agree with you to a point with what you say. I think the folks who aren't paying back, especially in a capacity where they work for us as being government employees, especially politicians, et cetera, so on and so forth. If you are knowing that they owe and you can prove it correctly and it's not a witch hunt and it's not politicized, it's just straight up, look, you owe this, then yeah, you need to name and shame them and let's get our money. No, because they cut us off, they name and shame us, they name and shame the small man.
Right. So look here, Nani, like I said, Dwight and Warren, you all had a four to say, I'm the super straight. See, and this is no political, you know. These people boys money, and that's why I don't listen to the Christian Council. Because all they want for years and years, justice and peace, taxi and bus fares to our land. They don't get up by nothing. None of the things I do for this country, and they have to bring people in this country, they have no idea. They don't see the boy no tree. They don't see the boy nothing in this country. What of them? Give me green hawks. My good friend with the body walks on deadly millions of dollars. Tell some about deadly millions of dollars. You're born there, you care nothing. Spend the money. That's why I expect the boss and Adrian them. They're the future of this country. Get them like with open banquet question on these Canadian companies. And these insurance companies who whipping us off. But the brave guys can fix this country, you know. He can fix this country. We can't go, no, I can't go to sit on gamble. I can't get nice and done. People get killed every day. People get killed every day. But I'm taking my call, my brother.
Yeah, man, there's some good points you raised, JJ. Always good to hear from you, man. Always like your opinion and your passion. All right, let's get up into the buzz, what's going viral. All brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And don't forget, John's reminds you, all right, they now have small home appliances and cookware, all right, at both locations, in addition to your fast fashions, your workwear, and a wide selection for men, women, and children. And don't forget, fellas, they got a great selection on Clark, so be sure to check them out, both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. And remember, at John's, serving you is a pleasure. All right, let's check the text lines real quick. Hey, Naughty, a way to speed up the court system is to get rid of the jury and allow three judges to decide the case. It's pretty, yeah, it might be an option. Naughty, great show as usual. This doesn't really have anything to do with the topic, but customer service was better during the lockdown. We're now back to horrible customer service in Nassau. I noticed that as well, too, you know. It's a good point you raised. During the pandemic, every customer mattered. It was hard to see any kind of customer. Now, back to normalcy, back to slackness. All buck up goes. I agree. Let me tell you a story that's buzzing. And I had a friend reach out to me and ask me, well, Naughty, how I could deal with this. I said, well, you need to report this to police first and foremost and then see your lawyer because this is crazy. Now, apparently, allegedly, the friend's neighbor's small dog got into their yard. Their yard is enclosed, is fenced in, where it met their larger dog, which sadly killed the smaller dog. The neighbor, on finding out that the smaller dog had been killed, their dog had been killed, proceeds to and kill the neighbor's big dog, my friend's big dog. Now, time out. First and foremost, no bigger dog lover than me, okay? But you all know, tragedies happen. Sometimes dogs, whether the size, despite the size, big or small, end up in other people's yards who happen to have dogs. And it doesn't go well. Now, from that point, there needs to be resolution between the two parties, maybe some police involvement to make sure that the justice is served. If you feel that the dog is a menace, that savages a smaller dog, then hey, report it to the Humane Society, so on and so forth. But at what point do you take a gun and go and kill the other dog? Because now that brings up a whole different set of situation now. Now I need to know, is that gun legal? Are you licensed to have that gun? What kind of gun was it? Was it a shotgun? Was it a handgun? If it's a handgun, then it's illegal. And if you got a handgun and you can't, and how you get permission to carry it, and so on and so on and so on. And then it's damage to property because my dog is my property and you murk my dog. We have to work on conflict resolution, number one, in this country. And number two, we have to work on the fact that animals matter. People own animals. They consider them pets. They invest a lot in them. To have them stolen or savaged or killed, shameless. It's not right. We need to have a little more respect toward, you know, animals in this country. But look, if you just drive and run them over, if they think it's cool, you get points. Hey, knocked over a pot cake today. Ran over a cat. It's ridiculous. But I would suggest to my friend, if all those allegations are true, get you a lawyer, get a police report, and start asking the questions. And seek recourse and compensation. Because that's, I mean, laws were broken in there somewhere. Now, let me see what some of my chimes have to say. I want to see, yeah. Listen, why do we always have to play the race card? Naughty, was the neighbor with the big dog white or black? It makes a difference. Well, this was a Bahamian on Bahamian situation. Okay? Raw born Bahamian on raw born Bahamian. Okay? Better? Good? That work for you? Good. Okay. No, now you're trying to be funny. No. All right, Naughty, I suggest passing into law that all lawyers who have practiced blemish-free for 15 years be mandated to contribute a certain number of community service hours hearing cases, mainly Supreme Court. This would greatly reduce the backlog and ensure swift justice. Good idea. All right. That's a wrap right there. On your buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And real quick, I'm going to get up into the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Don't forget, it's another crazy Tuesday. KFC Nassau definitely hooking it up for you, all right? It's they put the wow back in your week. That's what they do each and every Tuesday at KFC. Crazy Tuesday's wow bucket. The wow price of only $15. That's happening for you at your favorite KFC location. And the drive-thru's open until midnight. So get your finger-licking chicken on. Yeah, at your favorite KFC location. All right? For takeout, drive-thru, and delivery with the Craven app. And let's check out the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. Then we'll take a quick break. We'll check in on the flip side of the break with Freeport for the Freeport Report, one of my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. Sarah Kirkby will be chiming in. But real quick, before we get to that, let's get it in and let's get it on. Amazon. Here's your global warming brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Amazon Prime Day is coming up. That's July 12th and 13th. 80-year-old Sir Paul McCartney performed at the Glastonbury Festival Sunday night. Some say he knocked it out of the park, while others say he didn't play enough Beatles tunes. 22 of the 38 songs were Beatles hits. Seven of the songs were from his band, The Wings, while one was from his first group with John Lennon, the Quarrymen. Speaking of Lennon, he kicked off his encore performance, a song together with a virtual John. There you go. Sounds like that was a great performance. Amber Turrett, Heard, may have lost her in court, but she's starting to work on a tell-all book. I don't think people could read that. They're going to buy it to throw it out at the autograph signing session, probably. Rumors have it that Disney is going to offer Johnny Depp $301 million to come back one more time as Jack Sparrow. Only Murders in the Building returns today on Hulu with two episodes to get you going and started. Green Day star Billy Joe Armstrong says he's renouncing his U.S. citizenship following the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe versus Wade. Alec Baldwin is interviewing Woody Allen on Instagram Live this morning at 10, well, was this morning at 10:30. It gets a replay this afternoon. It'll be popped up again. Look for it on Instagram. Ben Affleck, his fiance Jennifer Lopez, and Ben's 10-year-old son Samuel were at a luxury car rental place on Sunday when they let Samuel get behind the wheel of a Lamborghini SUV. Who could have seen this coming, but he accidentally put it into reverse and backed into a nearby Mercedes, putting a nice ding into it. There you go. Jennifer had to pay for it. Jeopardy producers say they'll have an announcement regarding the show's host in the near future. And Hall of Famer Warren Sapp says that Colin Kaepernick's tryout with the Las Vegas Raiders was a disaster. His agent begs to differ. And that's a wrap right there on your Global Warming. We've heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Quick commercial break. On the flip side of the break, we'll be right back at you. We'll get into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. And we'll be getting into the Freeport Report. We'll take it from the 4 o'clock hour into the 5 o'clock hour with the Freeport Report right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Don't touch it.
Get ready for more with the new Tomato Pesto Grilled Cheese Sandwich at Dunkin'. More delicious ingredients and more vibrant new flavors, so you can get more out of every moment. The Dunkin' Tomato Pesto Grilled Cheese Sandwich features oven-roasted tomatoes, pesto spread, and melted cheddar cheese, sandwiched between two slices of authentic toasted sourdough bread. For flavors that are bold and bright, the Dunkin' Tomato Pesto Grilled Cheese Sandwich is tomato pesto perfection. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Girls, get ready to play basketball at the 34th annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th at the Kendall J.L. Isaacs Gym, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. daily. So parents, get your boys and girls ages 5 through 18 registered now. Applications available at the South Bahamas Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, Tonic Williams Darling Highway, and at the registration desk at Campsite Kendall J.L. Isaacs Gym. Special appearances by NBA players, legends, and coaches. So get your boys and girls registered now, ages 5 through 18, for the 34th annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Wow. KFC just put the wow in your week with the KFC Crazy Tuesday Wow Bucket. Satisfy your crispy fried chicken cravings with 8 pieces of finger-licking good chicken for the wow price of $15. And with KFC Crazy Bundles, you can add all your KFC favorites for more savings. So taste the crunch and take a KFC bite out of life. Be happy. Save at KFC. Only on Tuesdays at KFC Nassau. Crazy, wow, good.
Freeport. We're back at you right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And it's time for me to get up into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, because you know I runs on Dunkin'. And listen, my peoples, you don't want to miss out on this at Dunkin', all right? In case you missed it, let me remind you. Get ready for more iced coffee temptations at Dunkin'. The butter pecan iced coffee is back. The tasty flavors of butter pecan, yeah, butter roasted pecans, and sweet cream combined with Dunkin's original blend iced coffee. It is all good. You need to grab one, indulge, and enjoy on your way home. All right, get it at your favorite Dunkin' location. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Brenner Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, and, of course, Carmichael, the newest location. And don't forget, at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. Before we go to Freeport, let me just check the text lines. Naughty Wow, what a story that was on the buzz. That person is in serious trouble. If they have a gun permit, it's only for use on their property, and they use the gun to kill a living, breathing thing. The judge needs to throw the book at them. They could have just as easily shot someone who tried to prevent them from killing the dog. Into the society, in my opinion. Sound like some loopy behavior there for me. Listen, nobody do you know, Johnny said if Disney offers him $3 million, he wouldn't go back to them. I guess that's how hurt he was. It wasn't $3 million, it was $301 million. And yeah, I think he needs to pay some bills, so I think he'll probably go back. And don't forget, he's got an island here in the 242. You know, you got to maintain that island. You got to make sure everything is copacetic. All right? Don't forget he shot pirates here. All right? He got justice, $301 million, you know, as an offer post all with his ordeal and everything. You don't know when Amber will actually pay him what she owe him. Johnny need the money. Johnny got to take care of that island. That's what I'm saying. Islands in the Bahamas ain't cheap. Okay? So at the end of the day, Go film part 18, whatever you need to do, Johnny. Just don't film another crybaby. Because that was a darn movie that had all of them been watching the case vigorously anyway. But, oh, God, look at Johnny. Oh, Lord. I remember him from 21 Drum Street. Oh, God. I can't go through that again. No. Naughty, is government afraid to bring hanging back in this country? There are too many murders. I'm sure hanging might not stop the murders, but it'll surely put a dent in it. I don't know. We'll see. I don't think that's going to happen. Naughty, guns don't kill people. Stupid people with guns kill people. I say that all the time. All right, Naughty, if a person is married and finds out the person they married is an Amber 6 years into the marriage, what should the person do? I think my cousin found an Amber. Well, don't eat nothing off the dinner table, number one. And number two, run for the hills. Yeah. Get help. Seek help. Seek help immediately. Let's go to Freeport. Sarah Kirkby, what's good? What's going on? Busy Tuesday here, but what's going on down there in Freeport, man? We'll carry it over into the 5 o'clock after the news as well, because I know you got some good stories. But what's going on in Freeport? It's time for the Freeport Report. What's happening in Grand Bahama?
We're doing all right. I'm just laughing at your Amber Heard hatred.
She's great material.
You gotta be nice to women.
It's
supposed to be International Women's Day today. We've been treated like garbage the last couple of days. So come on.
Well, listen, when I say women, I will go on record for all the women who deserve it. Amber Heard fell out of the women's category with me a long time ago. I know she shops at TJ Maxx and you like it for that, but hey. Yeah. Right.
Amber, God, your memory's good.
Amber is just material for me right now. She's comedy fodder. Well deserved. I rated
and Johnny won't need that money if he's getting all that money from Disney.
Yeah.
That was the best acting and stuff that he ever did when he was in court. He was fabulous.
Who you mean? Amber Heard? That's the best of her right there.
So the big question is, Naughty, did you get the patties?
I did get the patties, and I will tell you. You have some decent patties in Freeport from that establishment.
Huh?
You have some decent patties. Not on par with original. I still will roll with them, but they are very decent. I will definitely say that I would seek them out when in Freeport, when in Grand Bahama. I would say, hey, let me go get a couple of them and let me see what else they got in there.
Western Bakery has invited you to come.
But I will come.
Whenever you're ready, and they would like to make a fuss of you. All right. Give you the good patties.
But I would come down there and I would get them, you know, directly. But whatever else they got in there too, you know, I got a sweet tooth. So we'll definitely make that happen.
Oh, honey, you're going to love that place.
All right. So what you got for me out of Grand Bahama, man? What's going on?
So the big news we have is that the generators are coming to the area. And so this is good news for night flights and evening flights and also emergencies. So we're getting a little bit there. There's no real big update on the RFP that went out for the airport, but we're all hoping that the government is really working on this. Chester Cooper seems to really have his eye on it. So I'm hoping, and there's a new flight supposed to start for Freeport next week from Orlando to Freeport. It's a great deal. So we're hoping again, that will help us a lot with tourism and other related matters we're struggling with.
But I mean, isn't that a good start though, to at least get that portion going with Orlando to say, okay, we've established that.
Oh, fantastic,
that,
yeah.
Get that run, get that locked down and running smooth by 2025. Because when you look at it, it's not that far away.
I know. The only problem is our airport really does look a mess. It looks like it looks desolated. And if they could just clean it up and not make it look so horrible or even put a fence around the old place, it would just be so great because it does look a bit sad when you come in, especially when you see everything else that's cleaned up. Freeport is, you know, the plants are back, the buildings are getting better. And then, but the airport really does look like a bit of a shack, and it really has to change. And I'm hoping they could just put a little bit of makeup on her before she gets done.
Yeah, little makeover until the full, you know, little makeup until the makeover. That's what you need.
But yeah, just a little bit. I mean, you know, just a little bit of, you know, spackling and glue just to make us look a bit better for when people come by.
So what else we got?
I have to tell you, I'm really excited. It's our biggest advertising section this month. So I'm really, really excited and thanking Grand Bahama community for really supporting our paper. But I didn't quite realize
spend the money.
Not a separate paper.
Spend the money. Stop being cheap.
Spend the money.
Buy the Guardian on Tuesdays in Grand Bahama. You get the supplement in there once you buy the Guardian. That's how it works.
And the Guardian is a fantastic paper, so please buy the Guardian.
and especially on Tuesday and on Friday.
Exactly.
Every day, but especially on Tuesday.
Especially on Tuesday. And there's a great gentleman who writes an article on Friday.
Yeah.
So it's really super.
My alter ego.
Yes. Yeah, very much your alter ego. The other two stories we have this week is the Basra Marathon, which is one of the most popular events here in the summer. It's done as a big swim race. It's known as the Bernie Butler Basra Swim. It is the largest fundraiser for Basra. They will not be having it this year due to COVID and due to issues that they're trying to organize with a new board. So it's a bit of a disappointment. But the good news is that Bernie Butler's son, Robbie Butler, is trying to organize a swim. So at least that will happen. And then hopefully they can fundraise a little bit for Basra, because as you know, Bahamas Air Sea Rescue Association is one of the most important things that we have here in the island. And they save, you know, hundreds of lives all through the year.
I am a big supporter of Basra, man, and I'm a big supporter of that swim too. I remember when I was small, Freeport Aquatics would have that meet, and they correlated sometimes when they had the meets down there that swim would take place as well. So
that's
good stuff right there. We're going to take a break and go to the news. On the flip side of the news, we'll wrap things up out of Grand Bahama. I know they had a big job fair, correct?
I don't know about the job fair. That's not good, but I do have other news to tell you.
What is that?
I just wanted to tell you about the other stories that we have. So
No problem. We'll chop that up right after the break. Keep it right where you got it. We'll wrap up the Freeport Report right after the news, in the top of the 5 o'clock hour, right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Don't touch it.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Move. If you got the nerve, lash out for your
just deserves. It's not just the worth. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Y'all talking about out your mouth. I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turn like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk I learned. Your bare heels soaked the worn your boots. The game camouflage like army suits. But I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the truth. Girl, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me. Wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They have the own weaponry like Sharpton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, what I'm talking about. Get it.
So what you gonna do?
It's my favorite.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by the Bahamas Out Island Promotion Board, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, the Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, the Pan American Health Organization, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're up into the 5 o'clock hour, 5:10 p.m. is the time. Let me wrap things up with the Freeport Report. Let's go right back to Freeport, and I'll wrap things up with Sarah Kirkby from the Grand Bahama News. But Sarah, I was referring to the Grand Bahama youth that were encouraged to take advantage of the summer job program. I hear they got summer job programs going on down there. That's what it was.
Sorry, they do. That's it, the summer job programs. I have heard about that. That's fantastic.
Get them kids out and working. Get them out the house.
Get them out the house, but also it's good work. You know, there's a wonderful girl called Ava Turnquest who worked for me in a summer intern, and she's an amazing reporter now. So it really does make a difference to someone's career. So I'm all about it.
Yes, man. I was a colleague with Ava for several years at a place we shall not call, whose name we shall not mention.
Okay.
But nonetheless, very good people.
Well, obviously, we have some good news that you and I, because I want to talk about one more story that we have in the paper today, which I think a lot of Grand Bahamians really should read. It's about mental health help. One of my best friends who I grew up with going to Sunland here, she was trapped for 3 days in her house out at her farm. Lost all her animals, almost lost her mom, who they basically had to hang with power cords to keep her up and not floating away. She went through the most devastating time after Dorian, but thanks to one of the nonprofits that came in, she's had a lot of therapy and help with her PTSD. And they're also helping over 100 other people that are suffering from lots of different issues. And it's a story about how you need to take care of your mental health. Cecil found a really good way. I think she's very brave to talk to us about it. Her artwork has become her creative outlet, and she's doing really well with it and found a new second business to do. And so she's now a Bahamian crafter. And I just think it's a really important story for a lot of people to realize. People in Grand Bahama, like Abaco, went through a lot personally with losing stuff, but a lot of the mental fatigue is very hard as well.
Well, I'm just glad to know that, you know, when you come out like through a situation, you said the mental stress part of it is, you know, very, very hard. And dealing with mental fatigue and mental issues in the country is very, very hard. We got a lot of it, a lot. Yeah. And a lot of people let it go undetected. And sometimes you have to shed the right light on it in order to get the people the help that they need. And a lot of people, like I say, you know, have issues. And it's not just here in the country. It's globally. And post-pandemic, we've seen it skyrocket because a lot of issues and stress that weren't there before, different stresses manifested over the pandemic and put people in a different mental space.
Exactly. And it's good to know there's also a, in Grand Bahama, there's going to be a mental health summit, which is being organized by, she's a therapist, but she's also a very big Christian, and she's bringing down a large Christian group, and she really wants to discuss, you know, they don't want that stigma to be there for reaching out for help and trying to work with somebody. You know, there's a lot of stigma out there. She's trying to break that mold. So, you know, it's a good story, and it's good for people to know that there is help there. This is a nonprofit that's doing it as well. It's called the Resilience Center. Obviously, they need help to keep going because the companies that helped them kept them here for the last 3 years. So they've also had help from the Lifer Key Foundation, I believe, as well. But they need to keep their doors open because they're doing a lot of great work for older people who are shut-ins, for people just trying to deal with normal stress of life. And as you know, with things being quite hard, this is the perfect time for them to seek that help. So thank you for letting me push that. It was really important.
No worries, man. And thank you for always chiming in and bringing us everything that's going on in Grand Bahama. A lot of people here in New Providence have told me, man, yeah, man, I like it on Tuesday. I got family in Freeport, got family in Grand Bahama, so it's good to hear exactly what's still going on there. And we got a lot of still displaced Grand Bahamians here in New Providence, yeah. A la Abaconians that want to get back home.
They do. And we want them to come home. So there is good news. Coming up, we're hoping that we heard that Ernst & Young, or EY, are opening another accounting firm here. There is another development that we're all waiting to get news on. So, you know, we feel like everybody's really working hard to help us. And so we're appreciative. And so, you know, we just want to make sure that we do our part as well. And thank everybody for helping us.
All right. Well, I expect to hear from you guys next week on Tuesday. Chime in again with the Freeport report.
When I come back to Nassau, I'll be waiting for my Patty.
Yeah, man. You know the Kentucky I got you covered, and the Patties I got you covered, and I can peep you to something else called tropical gyros. You fly back home and slap your whole family.
That's right. That looks good. I watched that whole video after he was on the shows.
There you go, man.
That's really cool.
Chef know how to throw it down, man, and they're doing big things. So
seriously.
They soon Chef got to put one in Grand Bahama. I tell him you all to take good care of him in Grand Bahama. That's something, you know, Grand Bahamians love.
We love our food.
There you go. All right, man. Well, thanks for chiming in. As always, we'll talk to you next week, Tuesday. All right, Sarah, be safe. In regards to everybody in Grand Bahama, all right?
Thank you. You too, sweetheart.
All right, let's go to the text lines. And boy, I tell you, naughty. Oh, my Johnny. Oh, my. Listen here. You all need to stop it, you Johnny Depp foolishness, okay? I know you're always rooting hard for him. Naughty Amber was wrong. I wasn't for her. She's so wrong. How wrong was she? Text me back and tell me how wrong she was in your book. I know she was wrong on multiple levels. Loopy. Crazy. Naughty. I agree, Johnny should take that $300 million, man. Upkeep of the island is definitely a lot of money in the 242. Hold on. I don't know what the island taxes is, right? But did you see the party favors Johnny used to have on them islands? Johnny used to have, like, magnums upon magnums upon magnums of champagne. You ever been? We had another magnum. We had four magnums. We had three magnums. Then he further on meant to say that they had all kind of pharmaceuticals there. You know? Half a plantation of marijuana. You know, cocaine. Maybe half a ghee. I mean, methamphetamines, crystal meth, AIDS, mushrooms. It was like a whole episode of Blow. That's how it was on his island. So, of course, he need that $301 million. He got to upkeep the island. Yes, he got to go freak himself out one more time. Who has that much? Who has copious amounts of narcotics on the island that much? Dear God, only Johnny Depp. But this is y'all crying for. All them drugs on the island. No wonder she did what she did to the dinner table. What you expect her to do? She's out of mind. Number one, she cuckoo to begin with. Then she all hopped up on magnums of champagne and cocaine. Man, come on. Lucky she didn't do worse than what she did. Burn it down? Yeah, she might have pulled a left eye for sure. Naughty. Hope all is well. Listen, I have a situation. There's a certain restaurant here coining the phrase fish fry. That should be copyrighted. That should be trademarked just for the Bahamas. Whoever allowed them to utilize the name need to inform them to drop it. Now, listen. I don't want to disappoint you, but you have fish fries in other parts of the Caribbean. I've been to them. They call it fish fry. I've been to fish fries in the States, in the southern United States, while on tour doing comedy runs in the U.S. with my comedian brethren from the States. Hey, this is our fish fry, Naughty. Come check it out. Do you think I got some of the best catfish from ever? I don't care what catfish do. Catfish is some good fish, man. Anyhow, I digress. My point is, yes, maybe indigenous to the Bahamas, Maybe we claim it. Maybe we use it. You know, fish fry, the Bahamian fish fry, the world famous Nassau fish fry, the world famous Bahamas fish fry. But you can't really copyright it because it's been used elsewhere around the world. Now, do we have an insulin in on it, taking liberties? Well, you might say that. You might have an issue there. You might have a point there. Because there's no need to really do it. You could serve it up and say, a la the Bahamas fish fry. It's kind of like when we ran the zoo. Lord bless the dead, Brian Arena. And, you know, Ian Bethel, who's still around today. Ian Waugh, who's still around today. The late Richard Bethel as well. Mr. Big Cup. We couldn't really get tied up over the name The Zoo because there were three or four other clubs around the world called The Zoo. What made us different was the world famous Zoo Nightclub. The world famous Zoo. Z-double-O, double the blow. Those kind of things. That kind of trademarking made us the one that popped up when social media took off and you went on to Google and boom, you hit up the nightclub, The Zoo, boom. You'd see us. But it took us making us different from the other clubs. If you type in The Zoo, all does it pop up? One was in Morocco at one point in time. Yeah. So, yeah, you got a point with that, but at the end of the day, the long game, it's been used before, so you can't really claim it. Yes, thank you. Blow is a classic movie, man. And you are a classic texter just by the fact that you recognize Blow as being one of the classics. You, too, are a classic in your own right. Oh, hell yeah. Country Club couldn't carry the zoo's jock on a drunk Sunday night. Don't even go there. We used to wipe the floor with that place. That's another one we put out of business just because we just had all the people. But anyway, I digress. That's another story for another day. Mr. Producer, let me get to the first break right here in the 5 o'clock hour on the flip side of the break. We're going to get up into the sports. I'm going to be talking with Earl the Pearl and having a good conversation. And we might have to take a little extended break because Burger King family has hooked me up, man. Pearly, you're going to get upset. They sent a bag. I ain't going to lie, Pearly. They sent a bag, if you're listening, and it was loaded. And by the time it reached from the door to the studio, only mine was left. But I'm going to find out the perpetrators and the violators. I just don't have one for you today. But you know I love you like a big brother, though, Pearly. And I hope the Dodgers win for you tonight, even if they's playing with the Yankees. Because we can afford it. Be like 52 and 16 or 17. But yeah, man, big up to my Burger King crew, man. My Zesty Whopper is here. Oh, man, I'm going to experience the saucy, crunchy, and full flavorness of this Zesty Whopper. They brought me the flame grilled beef, but don't forget you got the crispy chicken options and the plant-based variety. All right, I'll tell you more about it on the flip side of the break. I got to get my grub on. And you know how I go. It's going to only take me about 4.5 bites. Ready? Steady? Go, Mr. Producer. Do you, because I about to do me.
The King wants you to take a walk on the tangy side with the all-new Zesty Whopper collection at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy the classic Zesty Whopper with two types of cheese, zesty sauce, and crispy onions stacked on 100% flame-grilled beef. Or go zesty on our plant-based Whopper and crispy chicken. All three are saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor, and only available at Burger King Nassau. Visit any of it as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Here we go. Jay. S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the test. Always, you're always covering me. J.S.J. S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
When I had got prostate cancer, family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then if you're refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
That's right, boys and girls. Get ready to play basketball at the 34th Annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th at the Kendall GL Isaacs Gym, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. daily. So parents, get your boys and girls ages 5 through 18 registered now. Applications available at the South Bahamas Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, Tonic Williams Darling Highway, and at the registration desk at Campsite Kendall GL Isaacs Gym. Special appearances by NBA players, legends, and coaches. So get your boys and girls registered now, ages 5 through 18, for the 34th Annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, and it's 5:25 p.m. Definitely got a time for us to talk sports. Earl the Pearl joining us via the Zoom. Purdy, what's good?
In this corner. What's up, bro?
All good, man. And, you know, we got to set it off. And listen, I got to plug that Zesty Wop in a minute when we get to your favorite segment. But, boy, let me tell you, I ain't going to lie. They raided the bag. I couldn't do nothing about it. I'd have it prepared for next time. You need to come in studio more often, man. That way, you know, you'll be here when it's sharing. You feel me?
Because today is Tuesday. That's all I can say. Something was supposed to happen Monday. Then
Lowness.
I
live
in the face. I live in the right there.
Only your friends control Lowness.
Boy, promises.
Anyway, I'll tell you what today is. Today is Tuesday, the 28th of June, 2022. All right? And you know, it's all about today in sports history, brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. But we're the trip out there to the Old Fort Chopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Okay? And okay, happy hour Wednesday and Friday. We got to go to one of them happy hour, you know, Purdy.
You drive.
5 to 7, yes, man. And we just to the bit to the bop because it's right there. We get there when it's 6:10, 6:15.
Have a few
cocktails, you know what I mean? Pretend like we're from the Eastern Road. Walk in and say, we're from the Eastern Road. We come to see your establishment.
Yeah, my hair curly, so I can pass through.
That's right, man. You my cousin from the islands, man. You know how we do it?
Yeah, son.
He's not, you know. He's not heavy. He's my cousin. Today in sports history, plenty happened. 1997, Mike Tyson was disqualified for biting Holyfield. 97.
Hey, I just saw ESPN that's had a story.
25 years ago, man, that he was disqualified for biting Holyfield's ear after three rounds of WBA heavyweight fight in Las Vegas.
And they was going to give me the story to say that a piece of the air is, but I had to leave. I was running out.
Tyson spit that junk out, like bit it off, and. Did one of them, like a piece of beef jerky.
Yeah, but he was saying, like, you know, he had to put his head on. They show a picture of this guy who Holyfield fought. He looked like that Warp fella from one of them Star Trek movies or something, that big old thing sticking there.
With half the air missing?
Like half, no, but yeah, like clean over the half, clean up the two big, like only one half was sticking out, like it's a spark, like bulking, grip it down or something like that, you know?
I don't know why this is put this way. This was way out of order today. But anyway, we did that from 97. From 96, Darryl Strawberry hit his 300th home run. From 95 on this day, the NBA draft was held at the Sky Dome in Toronto. It was the first time the draft was held outside of the United States. And finally, on this day in 2000, Jeff Cirillo of the Colorado Rockies hit 3 home runs and a double against the San Francisco Giants. And the sports quote of the day, skate to where the puck is going to be, not where it has been. Wayne Gretzky.
Gretzky, the great one. The great one.
The great one. And that's a wrap on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the 04 Charming Plaza. Be sure to check them out Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. And don't forget happy hour every Wednesday and Friday at Naughty Johnny's. All right, now we got the home court. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And listen, excuse me. Oh, God. Talk about sauciness, crunchiness, and full of flavor. Yes, it was. And you, too, can enjoy the Zesty Whopper your way. Flame-grilled beef, crispy chicken, or plant-based. Enjoy the classic Zesty Whopper with two types of cheese, zesty sauce, and crispy onion stacked on 100% flame-grilled beef or on the zesty plant-based or the crispy chicken. All three are saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor and only available at Burger King Nassau. Now, listen, I can't tell you where to lie. It was popping. The burger with cheese was off the chain, and there's two types of cheese. You had the American, had the pepper jack. That was popping. Definitely enjoyed that. That's where the zest come from. Then you had, you know, your lettuce, tomatoes, your onions, your pickles. Then you had the fried onions on them joints. And then they had the barbecue sauce on them, that zesty sauce. Man, and that's what made it pop out. The zesty sauce and them crispy onions made it really give it that extra pop. So I definitely recommend this. Two thumbs up, all right? If you're in your favorite vicinity of Burger King, grab you one today, all right? It's saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor, and you can get it flame-grilled beef, crispy chicken, or plant-based. And don't forget, BK also offers you value and flavor with BK's Tasty Barbecue Meal Deals. Go with the classic flame-grilled taste of the Barbecue Whopper Jr., or try the Barbecue Chicken Jr. They both come with fries and a drink, and only $5.50 included VAT. All that goodness waiting on you at your favorite Burger King location for takeout, drive-thru, and delivery with the Craven app. And let's check out the home court, Earl the Pearl, local sports scene. Lots to talk about. Lots of leagues getting back in it and into the swing. And track and field seems to be taking up the headlines as well. And you got Mullings headed to the Worlds. Thompson to compete at the Commonwealth Games. And you know, now a story coming out that really, you know, let's look at that first, okay? Story by Sheldon Longley in today's Guardian. Mullings headed to Worlds, Thompson to compete at Commonwealth. Now, the Bahamas' two most distinguished decathletes will be taking part in the international competitions this summer after all. Despite not finishing the decathlon competition at the 2020 Bahamas Association of Athletic Associations National Youth Junior and Senior Track and Field Championships over the weekend, thereby not achieving the qualifying standard for the World Athletics Outdoor Championships later this summer, but the international competitions. Mullings will compete in the aforementioned World Championships as a result of winning the overall title in the men's decathlon at the North American, Central American, and Caribbean Athletic Association's combined events, area championships, in May. The six area champions of World Athletics, as well as current Diamond League winners and defending world champions, are granted automatic bids to the World Championships. Mullings received the news over the weekend. He was quoted as saying, "I feel like this is a big step in my track and field journey. This is the biggest stage of my track and field career for me, and it's going to be really competitive. I'm honored and kind of nervous at the same time. I feel like I just have to trust my coach and go out there and execute. I have nothing to lose, but I have to go out there and lay it all out on the line. I don't want to go there and perform less than my standard. I want to be able to do something special." Mullings scored 7,537 points at the NACAC Combined Events Area Championships in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, winning 8 of the 10 events over the 2 days of competition. His personal best points totals is 7,734 done at the BAAA National Championships in 2021. Now he's set to become the first Bahamian to compete in the multi-events at a global meet, the World Championships or the Olympics. So he's still continuing the career. Still doing at a high level.
I mean, I know Blue Marlin usually have the track meet called Last Chance. For people from all over the world who are trying to qualify at the last opportunity. I don't know if he has another opportunity or that's it right there. Is that it?
No, it doesn't mention that this is his final opportunity, so we'll see. Now, the World Championships are set for July 15th to 24th at the historical Haywood Field in Eugene, Oregon. So I guess this is the last shot for him.
Yeah, usually in August. So I guess in July is a little early. So I guess that was the last shot.
Thompson, he will be a part of the 28 men at the Bahamas at the 22nd Commonwealth Games, commonly known as Birmingham 2022, from July 28th to August 8th in Birmingham, England. Thompson also makes history, set to become the first Bahamian to compete at the Commonwealth Games in multiple events.
Wonderful.
So good to see both of them getting out there and doing it and achieving. And let's see if they can bring home some hardware. You know what I mean?
I like to see that.
This is what's making my head scratch, Pearly. I can't tell you a word of lie. You got big I'm getting it right now because I went to pull it up and then my phone went blank. But story by Sheldon Longley, all right? In today's Guardian, elite athletes put on show at Nationals. That's great to know.
Uh-huh.
Why wasn't there a crowd there to see these elite athletes at the Nationals?
And are you really trying to cause me to get in trouble?
No, I'm still dumbfounded by it because there was crickets there. Come on, man.
Too many times, how to put it? Too many times we believe certain things that we do one or two little things and we think we're experts at this and that.
Ah.
And, you know, and when you don't have a clear definition of what you're doing is, you mistake it for something else.
And then you end up in problems.
Then you end up in an empty stadium.
Exactly, which I was meaning problems, but yeah. And I don't mean to laugh, but I'm just like amazed that other people elsewhere, they would go and pay top dollar to see athletes and go support local athletes. What happened with us?
I am almost willing to bet. More Bahamians was at the Bahamian Heritage Game on Saturday.
And they did an excellent job at that Heritage Game, boy. Blue, black, and gold was everywhere, boy.
And of course, you know,
I don't care who was backing him up. There is only one man of Junkin who is going to be done correctly to lead the pack. It is Vuller.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Percy Vuller Francis.
Oh, yeah.
The Vuller dance.
Yeah.
Had to do the Vuller on them. I have no problem with that. If anybody could do it on them, it need to be Vuller. Because Vuller been doing it, he put the Vuller on plenty of people before.
I hope they just took a bunch of young people too. Because come to them, they got to pass the baton on.
Let's check out the text lines real quick, Pearly. Good day, Naughty and Pearly. Regarding the track meet over the weekend, I passed there on Saturday and was wondering why all the cars were parked there, not knowing a meet with such prestigious participants was going on. I heard nothing on the radio nor saw any ads in social media. Either the powers that be didn't want the peasants there or the PR department did a poor job promoting that event. Well, let me tell you something. They can't claim those cars that were out there on the weekend. I'll tell you, you can claim that. The Bahamas Flag Football League. On Saturday, they had their playoffs. They were out there from 10 in the morning straight through into the evening with great games. And I tell you where to lie. A lot of them cars was parked out there for that. I was out there covering it. So I know.
Yep.
And the stadium was empty. Stadium, look. And this video there, and props to folks who circulate their kids doing big things all over social media. I saw the footage. My baby running in lane two. Are you looking at your baby in lane two, carrying on by? But I'm also looking at your baby run around the stadium that's empty. You feel me, Pearly?
Definitely, most definitely, and that's the saying. But you know.
And speaking of track and field, man, shout out to Albert Rocks, man. In the 18 and under division, he's 13. I think he ran 13 and under, 18 and under, but nonetheless, he ran in those two divisions. But he came third in one, and made the finals in the other. So props to him, man.
Okay.
Great job to Albert Rocks, and of course, you know, I'm saying that because you know. You're going to run for my green parts this year up in the farm, Freedom Farm. And you know what you can't coach there, Pearly, right? Speed.
Yep. No, you can't coach speed. You can coach form, you can coach that, but you can't coach raw speed. No.
Man, no, and I got like four little speed demons on that team, boy. Four little just terrorists on a base path. So I'm fired up. Rocks happens to be one of them. So congratulations, okay. Albert. I know your parents proud of you. Your friend proud of you. Good job, man. Excellent stuff. Always like to see the youngsters doing well. But yeah, back to your point, Texter. We had a prestige, like you said, prestigious. Who's who? And that's it. Nothing. It left a lot to be desired. And I don't think I'm being overly critical.
I didn't realize how hard that women's 200 meter was.
Yes, man.
I think the Anderson girl. No, I don't want to mess up the name. The Anderson or Anderson girl. I think.
Right. But so I don't know. And if people tell you need to do better, you can't get in your feelings. You have to look at it for what it is. You have to look at it for what it is.
They see me, they cuss me, they start speaking to me.
For what though?
I can leave that right there. Just talk some pets. Jazz back in the lineup.
All right. See that. Jazz back in the lineup. Eh? All right. Well, but we'll slide out of, the home court into who's in.
Thank you.
And who's out? Big up to BK Nassau bringing you to home court. And, of course, big up for those Zesty Whoppers. They were off the chain. I thank you. My producer thanks you. One of the executive producers thanks you. Traffic and security also thank you.
I wish I could thank them, but unfortunately I can't.
But, yeah, we got to make it up for Pearly. But, Pearly, you know who that is, right? You know who got the hookup. You know who got us covered with BK, right? Mark Carter, man. Pick up the Carter Marketing. So don't worry about it, man. We'll make a call to Carter. I'll let him know that,
I would think he would have some partiality to understand.
He could put something extra in the bag because he's a Dodger fan and he knows you root, shamelessly and have the man crush on his son-in-law, Bellinger. So that ain't no problem, man.
Where's Jay-Z?
To bed.
No. That's don't push it now.
You stop wearing that one to bed, eh?
No. I ain't never wear nobody Jay-Z to bed.
All right. No. All right. I ain't going to talk your best no more. I can leave that. I heard you used to be a Dodger jersey. That's all I heard.
Overshare.
Let's go back up. We talk about the jersey. We ain't even talk about that. No. So, speaking of baseball, though, let's have a gander at it. And like I said, it's all being brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyro. Who's in and who's out? Tropical Gyro's off the chain, doing big things, and be sure to check them out. They're still open. They're open until 6, so you got ample time if you're in Rosetta and Mackey to pop on in. And I check out and experience Tropical Gyros. It is the rage. Now you'll see why people just buying it out of stock, trying to buy every piece of stock they can from ROCX. Projections are really well. People are investing in it. People are liking the product because they see the vision and they taste it as well. So be sure to pop on in and check them out on the original gyros, the original Bahamian gyros. Like jerk chicken, crack lobster, crack Kong, the barbecue salmon, the grilled veggies, and, of course, the famous jerk chicken salad. Don't forget they got the tropical bowls going on for you as well. And full menu. So be sure to check them out. Give them a buzz. All right? 601-5752. They're available for takeout and delivery with the Craven app. So give them a buzz. Or pop on in. Walk-ins are welcome. And like I said, it's all G-double-O-D good at Tropical Gyros. Pick up the Chef Coma, man. Like I said, the Greeks may have invented the gyros. Chef Coma has perfected them, my peoples. Taste for yourself. Right over there at Tropical Gyros. Be sure to check them out today. All right. So, Earl the Pearl, we're looking at baseball. Who you like tonight? What's on tap? You say Jazz is back in the lineup. So I'm glad to know that.
When fella named Cola, something like that. Embarrassed my Dodgers last night. A three hit, no, complete game, shut the Dodgers out last night.
I saw that, and I said, you know what? That was almost as bad as when the Yankees got no. I figured out it was only three hits, and if I called you, you'd have said you have three words for me. So I figured out I wasn't even gonna go there. But yeah, that was nasty.
Yeah, but Kershaw can come and shut the door tonight. I feel good about that game.
Here's what we're looking at now. The Twins and the Indians hooked up earlier. Cleveland took care of the Twins 3-2. The Guardians knocked off the Twins 3-2. Minnesota and Cleveland continue at 7-10. It's a doubleheader, twilight doubleheader. They pick it back up at 7-10. Okay. Minnesota and Cleveland one more again at 7-10. Pittsburgh at Washington at 7:05.
I've been keeping an eye on that series. That's been a really good series,
The Minnesota and Cleveland? Series.
And the Guardians, that's been a good series.
I think that's going to be your preview of the final two in that American League Central down to the wire playing for it at some point.
Yes, they can fight for the division.
Listen, when is Lucius going to get called back up to Washington? The Nationals suck. Dave Martinez needs to hurry up, do something, man.
I'll make a call to see if I can find out.
I mean, come on. What else they got to prove? They're horrible. So let him get reps. Let him get reps on a horrible major league team than on a good AAA team.
The problem is they're young teams, so they're going to let those guys fight for it. They're not getting hurt.
I see this Escobar is 412 years old.
Well, the rest aren't.
I don't care about the rest. That's the position that that's the dude in front of Lucius. Move his old behind out the way.
But I see sometimes you get to the point that while you would want to see him in the majors, he's not going to play every day, and they may want him to get those reps in. You know, baseball is reps.
I get it, but what I'm saying now is your season at the major league level is completely in the toilet. You hanging with the tiny ball, man.
If that means he's going to have a permanent space next year or the year after, I get a lot of the rationale. He got a bat every day. He got to give me four bats every day.
Listen.
If he comes up to the National, he's going to give me four bats a week.
Not if they bring him up now and put him in a starting lineup and let him play the rest of the year, Earl.
But that's if you see you speculating and you hoping, but that's not what they're going to do.
And I'm saying he deserves that look. Their record is horrible. Their record is horrible.
No, but let's be real with it. Let's be real with it. They realize that, and they know that they want him to groom, and they want him to do something. So they probably feel it's better for him to be in AAA, but he's playing every day.
But, Earl, I get all of that point. I get that. And that's if the team is saying, now we're not giving up on the season. We're committed to developing these guys, but we're going to stick with some veterans. We're not ready to call it a day yet or throw in the towel. That's fine. I get all of that. But now, honestly, look at the situation right now. And I'll tell you, let's look at the standings. The Washington Nationals are horrible. They're disgusting.
But it doesn't mean because they have a horrible team, you should come and put him in a horrible place.
No.
That might be good for his confidence going forward. We don't have the clear rationale with the Nationals to do. We're speculating. I'm speculating, you're speculating. I'm erring on the side of better judgment that they want him to get the reps. I'm erring on the side that it would be a confidence de-booster, if that's such a word, for him to come up in the majors right now to face that kind of play that ball right now. I don't know.
I'm saying, well, here's, and that's fine, and they're valid points which you made, but here's where I see it, okay? Here's a couple of points I got for you. 28 and 48, Earl. Pearly, the 28 and 48, the 20 games below 500. It's okay. Not happening. At this point,
no, we knew that.
If you truly develop Lucius and have him for next year, I need to get him in that lineup now, getting the four at-bats, on a crappy Nationals team, because he's going to look at the opportunity and he's going to play for me. And he's going to look at, okay, this is my opportunity to seize the moment. They've brought me up here. They plan me regular. I'm starting. Escobar's on the bench. I got four cuts every day. Now, are you looking for him to turn the season around and get them into the playoffs? No. Are you looking for him to face major league pitching consistently and develop into your second baseman, shortstop, or third baseman of the future, depending on where they want to play him? Yes. And that's better in my book by facing major league pitching, which you're going to have to face next year anyway if they bring you up, instead of facing the AAA pitching. I get the AAA option for now when they haven't thrown the towel in, but at 28 and 48, throw the towel in.
No. Triple A pitching is basically major league pitching. Don't do that. Don't degrade Triple A pitching. Most of them aren't on the major league roster because of space. Most of them get called up and they go back down and call up. So they major league. So he's facing that. I still think, and in my opinion, it's better for him to be in Triple A, but his confidence level will continue to grow. That he can grow as a player to bring him on a crappy team. But he's going to be, his confidence level can get killed. He may get a four strikeout night. The team get beat. The morale low. No, I'd rather see him in AAA where he's winning, where he's playing ball and billing, and work towards bringing him up there when call up is in September 1 or whatever call up they are.
Well, I'll bring him up a little bit early, man. And guess what? I'd rather him star on a team that sucks in the major league level because he's coming in there hungry, ready to play and grab a position.
I accept that point. See, I hear your point. But what I'm
fair enough. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. We got a couple of callers there, Pearly. That's fair enough. Let's go to the phones. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Hey,
who's this?
Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Radio, brother. Now, I heard you all talking, right? He been up when he about how much time had he been up to when they had him up?
Pearly, how many times Lucius said when he came up the last time? Maybe 12, 13 tops?
I don't even know he had
10 or 12 at bat. I don't even think he had that much.
Yeah, man. He had a couple of bats. But he didn't do much. He was like, oh, well, whatever. He didn't do nothing. You see, what I'm saying, when you get your chance, you have to prove your point right there. Now, I'll show you an example. You remember Chisholm, right? He went down. He was going 3-for-30 or something like that at one stage.
Wow. Just real quick, just so you know, he had 25 at-bats. April through May, he had 25 at-bats. And he was 2-for-25. Two hits, two RBIs.
Right?
That's Lucius Fox. He hit
right,
0.08.
2-for-25. Now, here, does he come from AAA? So now he ain't produced nothing. And so they ain't gonna really, if he didn't go like maybe 7-for-25 or 8-for-25, then I think he would have stayed there.
Alcides Escobar didn't hit much better, though. And he's still there, and he's a veteran. So at some point, though, I'm thinking if you're going to throw the towel in and you're going to look at developing players, then you need to bring up a couple of your, you know, have a youth movement from the minor leagues.
That's what the Triple A for.
The difference with this go around when you bring him up, there's no pressure on him. He came up with a little bit of pressure. You know, there was an opportunity to try win the job. And then there was injuries, and he started pressing, trying to stay up there rather than go back down. Now he's below 500. Go play ball, Lou. Hit the ball. Go play.
Well, I can tell you what, they ain't gonna keep that. Because see, you mentioned the fella. Now, you remember what I said about the Bahamian boy, right?
We got another call I got to get to in a second. I just want that caller to hang on because we're wrapping up with you in a second. But yeah, go ahead.
Chisholm did establish himself. He already proved that he could. So he went like 3-for-30. And they ain't put him down or say nothing. He already established that, hey, I pretty good. Now he get back on track. Now Lucius Fox, the first, he have to prove himself when they brought him up. And so he didn't produce, and so they sent him down. But anyhow, since you got to go on another call, I have to say some more.
Go ahead. Finish up, man. Finish up.
Like I say, that's how the majors is. Like your protege was saying, AAA is to develop them. And Escobar has already proved that he's up to the major league level, despite...
How? Escobar hit since he was in Kansas City, man. That's my point.
There have been some good points where he did good and all for them to still keeping him there.
He's a perennial solid glove at shortstop that can't hit his weight.
I just say Chisholm went, like, what, 3-for-30 at one point? And
yeah,
they ain't saying nothing about
I think I think I think he's just a fan of the manager, regardless, and it's gonna be hard. It's gonna be hard to pry him off that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. See, he proved that, hey, I pretty good. So that's what I'm trying to say. In other words, when you come up and you get a chance, you better make the best of that and try. You know, particularly hitting the ball.
Yeah, but I mean,
anyway,
you know, if you know Mario Ford was coaching the Nationals, I think Lucius might get the same kind of shine that Escobar does. You know.
Yeah.
You know, Martinez, the manager from the DR, and Escobar from the DR. Yeah, I went there. Because that's the only reason why a 412-year-old shortstop still playing at a below the Mendoza line level at the plate. And, you know, gloving the ball. But that's it. Make way and let youth play. I think you're getting the homeboy hookup, man, to tell you the truth. As far as Escobar goes in national. I think, you know, Lucius need opportunity, though. He need to get a chance to play. I think he'll produce if he gets that consistent opportunity. But you and Pearly say you need to stay at AAA, and once he produces there, I don't have no problem with it. But I say, you know, give him a shot early, before September. Give him a longer cup of coffee. Let him stick around and see what he can do.
Well, by you saying that, they might bring him back, you know, when coming to the end of the season, they might, you know, because I think it's one point it's found they roster.
So. Yep, they do.
They may bring him back then. And if he prove he could come in the next round of roster, then next season we'll see him.
All right,
but
man.
Anyway,
I always appreciate your contributions, man. Be safe, and we'll talk soon, man. Bless up. Let's go to the other phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Hello? We got that caller or not? Yeah, they need to call back. They put us on hold. But yeah, Brady, we got to go to our second to last break. We'll take that real quick. And then on the flip side, well, you know what? We better wrap it up now because once we take the commercial break, we got to go to the news. I got 2 minutes left to wrap up after that. All right, we'll go to the break and we'll wrap it up on the 2 minutes left on the backside, all right?
Let Dunkin' put the good back into morning with our delicious breakfast sandwiches. Enjoy a fluffy egg topped with American cheese and bacon, ham, or savory sausage on your choice of a flaky croissant, a warm bagel, or a toasted English muffin. Choose your favorite and have breakfast just the way you like it. Make it a combo with golden hash browns and a freshly brewed coffee and get rising and shining with Dunkin' breakfast sandwiches today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Hello, Keisha, you something else, boy.
Who this is? Tamika?
You ain't even remember my name? Wow, Dred.
Girl, I've been so busy. You still planning a trip?
Girl, and I can't wait. I right here online booking my car.
You dare planning trip. You vaccinated?
Girl, we had to. We ain't been nowhere since this pandemic started. Girl, and we got a 14-day vacation.
Best vacation ever.
Girl, are you though?
Well, I know you's gonna get the vaccine because you too like travel. When y'all get your vaccine?
Girl, long time. Because you gotta get your first dose, wait, then get your second dose at least 2 weeks before you travel. Johnny get his vaccine and he 12. Even Grammy get hers. Child, and Grammy say she ain't get no money. But I say, I'm not under the mattress.
Child, let me send my list, because I know you going shopping.
Keisha, don't play with me.
Vaccinate today, live tomorrow. A message by PAHO, WHO, Canada, and USAID.
Need to satisfy your late night munchies? KFC drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight every night of the week. Whether you're craving juicy KFC chicken, fries and biscuit, or one of our signature KFC sandwiches, we've got you covered with 100% KFC flavor. Catch some late night vibes and take a ride to your neighborhood KFC for after dark satisfaction. Last call to get fueled by KFC fried chicken is midnight. Late night cravings at KFC Nassau. It's finger licking good.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM continues right now. And Freddie, we got just enough time to Major Leagues, man. Plenty to watch tonight. Pittsburgh at Washington at 7:05. Atlanta, Philadelphia at 7:05. A's and the Yankees at 7:05. Red Sox and Blue Jays 7:07. Astros and Mets at 7:10. Brewers and the Rays at 7:10. Jazz and the Marlins against the Cardinals at 7:45. Cincinnati at Chicago at 8:05. Texas, Kansas City, 8:10. Your Dodgers at Colorado at 8:40. White Sox taking on the Angels at 9:38. San Diego takes on Arizona at 9:40. Detroit takes on San Francisco at 9:45. Baltimore takes on Seattle at 10. That's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14. 16 games on top already for the day. 15 left to go. One in the books.
Full house tonight. Everything playing tonight.
Loaded. Everybody playing. So that's plenty for you to watch there. And then real quick, if you look at the NFL, some headlines popping up. Training camp is around the corner. I hear good things about Tua, man. I hear people liking Tua.
We'll And my son and I were just talking about that today. We see how the height will be. Go ahead.
Washington wide receiver Terry McLaurin agrees to nearly a $70 million extension. So he got his money. He got the bag from the Commandos, the Commies.
He's happy. That's good.
So we'll see how that goes.
Re-up with the Brooklyn Nets.
Aqib Talib is to join Amazon as part of Thursday Night Football.
You know what's so hurtful? You know what's so hurtful?
What?
To see Serena lost at Wimbledon today. Oh, man.
Man, why did you tell me I had that tape to watch when I got off Jokers tonight, man? Did she look good in the process?
Hold on. We don't have a delayed sports talk show. You know, we have a real-time sports show. How do you delay something like that to watch it? We can't talk about it on the show.
Talk about it. That's fine. You should have just told me, covered my ears. Spoiler alert. That's all I was saying. Question, did she have on a good outfit, though? Did she have on, like, Serena? Did she look like all Serena, Pearly?
Actually, no. Actually, it was, like, all white, you know.
But that's what you got to wear in Wimbledon.
Little conservative.
No junk on the trunk. No junk in the trunk on display?
I mean, anyway, you know.
Man, she done had that baby and got married, man. Now she gone all conservative on me, man. We need to talk to Richard. We need to talk to her daddy.
Long sleeve, you know, one of them type shirt, the long sleeve shirt with the long white
man,
shirt.
Man, she should have worn the unitard like how they did 20 years ago at Wimbledon. We talked about it the other day on the show yesterday, as a matter of fact.
No. She looks like you know, Billie Jean or Chrissy Everett type dress, you know.
Oh, God. Anyway, on that note, you run me on the Billie Jean reference. Have a great night, Pearly. Enjoy your Dodgers, man. I appreciate you. We'll talk again tomorrow. And Peter Raheem said he's going to be in the building. So buckle up for that. Random sports moments tomorrow.
I got you.
News is coming up for everybody who chimed in today, man. And Sir Kirkby down there in Freeport and all everybody who texted and chimed in. Great stuff, my talking heads. All right. And y'all wanted to know the answer? It was get drunk. Yeah, they have no problem getting drunk in public. We got to go to the news. We see you tomorrow.